This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. With the United Nations Security Council meeting today to discuss threats to international peace and security, the U.S. is working to ramp up diplomatic pressure on Russia over Ukraine. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield tells ABC's This Week the Russians will have to explain themselves to the Security Council, specifically the massing of Russian troops near Ukraine. She adds the Western allies are going to be prepared to listen, but won't be distracted by their propaganda. Russia's veto power and its ties to other Security Council nations, including China, make any formal action unlikely. Meanwhile, the head of Russia's Security Council, Nikolai Petrushev, is rejecting Western warnings of an invasion, calling it completely ridiculous, and adding Russia neither wants nor needs war. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Russia's foreign minister, however, claimed NATO wants to pull Ukraine into the alliance amid escalating tensions over the organization's expansion and fears Russia is preparing to invade Ukraine. In comments on state television on Sunday, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov also challenged NATO's claim to be a purely defensive structure. Russia, in turn, demands that NATO promise never to allow Ukraine to join the alliance and to stop the deployment of NATO weapons near the Russian border. Borders and roll back its forces from Eastern Europe. North Korea confirmed today it did test launch an intermediate-range ballistic missile capable of reaching the U.S. territory of Guam, the North's most significant weapons launch in years, as Washington plans to respond to demonstrate its commitment to its ally security in the region. The official Korean Central News Agency said Sunday the test of the Hwasong-12 missile was aimed at selectively evaluating the missile being produced and deployed. This is VOA News. Syrian air defenses intercepted an Israeli missile barrage targeting the eastern outskirts of the capital of Damascus, Syrian state media said today, citing a military source. Now, that source was quoted also as saying unspecified material damage was caused by the missiles being intercepted. Two Syrian military defectors said the strikes targeted rugged areas northeast of Damascus near the town of Kutayefa. Here the Iranian-backed Lebanese Hezbollah group has a significant military presence and a weapons depot. The Israeli military declined to comment. In contrast, Israel's relations with another Arab state seem the polar opposite of their relations with Syria. Isaac Herzog, Israel's largely ceremonial president, visited the UAE on Monday for the first official visit by an Israeli head of state to the Gulf Arab nation. Herzog turned up at Dubai's Expo 2020 World's Fair.
It is a great honor to be the first Israeli president to visit the land of Zayed, and a special privilege to celebrate Israel's National Day here at the Dubai Expo.
Now, the Houthis have already threatened to target the Expo 2020 World's Fair. From the site's centerpiece dome, President Herzog delivered a carefully worded speech extolling Israel's innovations, its presence at the fair, and growing economic cooperation with the UAE. Meanwhile, as Israeli President Herzog made his first ever trip to the UAE, Iran today condemned the normalization of ties between Israel and Arab countries. Saeed Khatibzadeh is the spokesman for Iran's foreign ministry. He said some countries who are walking down the normalization path and thus helping this regime create more crises must be aware that they will be the first victims of that aggressive expansionist and crisis-making nature of this particular regime. He warned Iran severed ties with Israel after the 1979 Islamic Revolution and does not recognize the Jewish state. The UAE and Israel normalized relations in the fall of 2020, part of a series of U.S. brokered diplomatic deals under President Trump between Israel and the Arab states. And the British government said Prime Minister Boris Johnson has received a report from an investigation into a lockdown breaching government parties. The Cabinet Office said senior civil servant Susan Gray has provided an update on her investigations to the Prime Minister. Johnson's office has promised the report will be published swiftly. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.